How are y'all doing? Still good? This is good. This is bad. Kind of where we are. If you've just joined us, I'm sorry for what you're about to experience. No, I've had a fun weekend with the staff, with the men, Saturday morning, and then with the church family last night and this morning. And so thank you for being patient with me. I'm probably different than what you're used to. And so I appreciate your laughing at bad jokes and bad illustrations and just all that kind of good stuff. I want to continue in the subject that we were talking about this morning in faith. Because sometimes I don't think it's fair to tell you what you should do without helping equip you on how to do it. Does that make sense? I just think that's only fair sometimes that we don't tell you how you should live without giving you some practical tools and some practical ways in which to do that. And so continuing in a teacher mode, I want to lay some groundwork, and then I want us to discuss some things individually with where you are, and then maybe just lay down some foundation things that God wants you to hear today, for me to hear as well and be reminded of as we go to exercise and stretch our faith muscle. And so I want to do that with actually starting with a video today. And it's a video of a worship song. And I think worship songs are some of the most powerful songs of our day. Let me tell you why. I think for you to, lyrics to me are powerful because they seem to have to condense a lot of meaning in just a few words. It's not like a whole chapter that you could, the Sermon on the Mount, five chapters in the Bible, you can expand it all. But in a sermon, I mean, a music lyric, you have to squeeze and condense and try to capture the depth of a meaning or a depth of a phrase or an idea in just a few short words. And so I like worship songs especially because they're so rooted out of Scripture. And sometimes we come into a room and we just sing a song but don't connect with the meaning. Because we're just singing the lyric, and it's a good lyric, and it sounds good, and there's a big pop at the end, and we're like, wow, this is great. But until we've really connected with the song, it doesn't mean. And I know this because you go back to your favorite song in high school was probably surrounded by an experience that you had in high school. And so you connected with it. And so what I'd like to do is I want to share a song with you that you probably know. It's a song called Oceans. It's a very popular song in worship world today. It's rooted out of the Bible where Peter walked on water. It's the whole basis of this song, and the foundation of this song is based out of Matthew 14 when Peter walked on water. Now, I'm going to play this song. The lyrics are going to be up there. I really want you looking at the lyrics because we're going to explore those today to see what truth God has from us in Scripture, but how it's been articulated through a lyric that may give us more meaning into what God wants us to do today. Okay? So I want you to watch the screens. We'll watch the video, and then we'll discuss more. Okay, great song. I hope you pulled up some of the depth and got some of the truth of this. So open your Bible to Matthew 14. I want to read through this passage, and you're going to see the similarities of these lyrics in the truth of God's Word. And then I just want to point out three things I think God wants to communicate to us as we apply faith to our life, or if we move out to the deep water, as this song's talking about. So in chapter 14, verse 22, immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him on the other side. When he dismissed the crowds, and after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was long away from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, It is a ghost. And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. And this is where the song comes into play. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come on the water, he said. And so he said, come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Good word there. Anytime you feel like you're sinking, just cry out, Lord, and he'll save you. That's free. Okay, that didn't cost you anything. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly you are the Son of God. Just rich, rich, rich with truth here and lessons for us to get. And so I want to start with this simple truth. God loves you. Thank you. God loves you just like you are, but too much to leave you that way. I want you to wrap that around your head. God loves you just like you are. And look, there's nothing you can make him do to love you anymore, and there's nothing you can do to make him love you any less. But he loves you too much to leave you like you are. And you should be grateful for that. And that means he's going to consistently try to stretch that faith muscle. I'm sure Peter, when he woke up that today, said, watch this, fellas. Sometime today, I'm going to walk on water. You just watch it. How many times has this guy been in a boat? You think he's probably fallen in the water a few times out there fishing? Probably realizes that the boat is where he'd much rather be than on the water. Yet, at this point, he said, you tell me to come out, God, and I'll do it. All right, so this is what I want us to do. Have a little fun here. These are the lyrics on the right that we're going to just talk about a little bit, and then I'm going to ask you to discuss some questions based on that. So here's the lyric. You call me out upon the water, the great unknown where my feet may fail. And there I find you in the mystery. In oceans deep, my faith will stand. Just that last line. In oceans deep, I will stand. My faith will stand, right? Not me. Something we're going to get to. So I want you to do this. I hope you can see this. I'll read these out. I'm going to go over the questions and then just give you a couple times to dance. So looking at the lyrics, who called you out and why would God call you to do something you can't do? You think, why would God call you to do something you can't do? Number two, where does he call you out to? What's your great unknown? Who's already waiting at your great unknown and why is this important? Then how can your faith stand when you can't touch? All right, you discuss among yourself. We're going to play a little music, and then we'll end it in just a few minutes. So take 2 or 3 minutes and discuss the questions. Okay. So hopefully you've got to explore a little bit this and think a little bit. So let's just kind of walk through the questions together a little bit and see what we make and pull from this. So who calls us out to the deep? God calls us out there, right? Because we don't need God in the shallow end. When you're in life, if life's just going through, you don't need life. You don't need God in the things that you can control. He's actually equipped you, given you the wisdom. You should know what you should do. You know, it's one of those things we shouldn't ask God, God, what should I wear today? You know, he trusts that you got that one. You know, he's pretty much said, just dress modestly, and you're going to be okay. And but when you can't touch the bottom in life, I want you to know I'm going to be there. But in the shallow end, God, so he calls you out from where you are. He calls you out from your comfort zone. Nobody likes deep water because we can't touch. If we do, we want our life preserver, a raft out there, right? Because it's our safety net. And God's saying, I want you to come further than you're comfortable being. Because only when you're uncomfortable will you be dependent. And so I'm going to call you out to the deep. It's just interesting. So he says, where do I call you out to? To the great unknown where my feet may fail. God's going to call you to a place bigger than you're comfortable with. To a depth of life, an experience in life that you don't have experience in. Because he's trying to stretch your faith muscle for what's going on down the road. Remember, he loves you too much, to leave you like you are. And so he's going to continue to call you out to the deeper place. But the cool thing is, who is already out there? And there I find you in the mystery, the unknown. God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why our world has just gotten rocked. I don't understand this illness. I don't understand why we lost our job. I don't understand why finances are upside down. I don't understand why families do this. I don't understand why my kids are doing this or my parents are doing this. God, this is a mystery to me. But the only peace I have is that I find you in the mystery, not on the shore. And he loves that. He loves to be our life raft. He loves to be the buoy we hold on to keep us above water. And then he says, because I'm in oceans deep, my faith will stand. Not I will stand, not my legs will stand. My faith is what's going to carry me in this. And what a beautiful picture of dependence on God. That you and I, God says, come, and we say, okay. And it's scary, and you're nervous, and you start getting that bounce, you know, that one toe bounce when you get to the deep end. You start and then you hit that slide of the pool, and you know you start, boy, you just want to back up. God says, come on, I got you. I've been waiting for you to step out of the boat. Because I've got some great things for you. You know, the biggest regret of that day had to be not that Peter began to sink, but that 11 other guys missed their chance to walk. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the guy that goes, well, you go right ahead. I'm going to see if you, because if he kept walking, I'm sure somebody said, well, I'll go. Because they were leaning on somebody else's trust versus their own. And God's going to call you out to your deep end. But what you need to know is he's not going to call you out there if he's already where he's going to call you to be. There's a great confidence in that. That God's never going to call you someplace he's not already there. All right, let's keep going. So if that's the truth there and we get it and that's why we stand on our faith. Second point, God is preparing you now for what he will ask of you later. God's preparing you right now. He's not wasting the moments and the experiences that you are. I am amazed at how I think I am in my moment and God's just created from this moment. And I get a little further down the road and I go, that's why I went through this. Was because of this. And God keeps reminding me, what I'm doing in your life today is preparing you for something I have in store for you down the road. That may be good, and that may be bad as far as what you're going through. But the reason he's growing your faith today is because he knows you're going to need it further down the road. And it's going to help you be stronger in the big ask that he has for you down the road. And you need to embrace that. Okay? So let's look. These are the lyrics on this part. Spirit lead me where my trust is without borders. Which, I got to make sure I don't answer all these questions. I'm just going to be quiet. We'll do that in a minute. So, let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. And my faith will be made stronger and I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, my soul will rest in your embrace. For I am yours and you are mine. Which becomes the chorus of this. So, these are the questions. Just talk about these real quick and then we'll discuss some more. Go ahead. You can discuss to each other. First, the lyrical attitude changes in the song. Spirit lead me versus you called me. So why the shift in thought? What's this person experiencing? The second one, what does the writer want God to do? And what declaration does the writer make about dependence? Okay, so the lyrical attitude or voice begins to shift in the song as we get to the second verse, and we start to see it go, Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Now, I want you to read those lyrics in the first, and then I'm going to read what Peter said when he saw Jesus and see how similar or parallel the thoughts are. And Peter said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Paraphrase, lead me beyond where I've ever gone before. Lead me to trust you. Peter has to know he can't walk on water. If anybody knows about water, it's Peter. And yet he is saying to the one who is walking on water, you call me to do what you're doing because I believe you can take me. You can allow me to experience something that I've never experienced before in my life. You command me. I trust you enough to come out there. And then it says, and immediately he got up because he's trusted. Because he had faith. He said, Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. One of the greatest prayers you could pray today is, God, lead me where my trust is without borders. Meaning, God, you send, you do, you ask anything you want. There are no boundaries. Nothing is off limits. And let me tell you how God may answer that. He may say, well, then you need to stop doing this because it's hurting me and you. You need to go to this place. You need to repair this relationship. You need to stop watching this online. You need to stop acting like this when you leave here different. You need to start doing this, or you need to start doing this that you're not doing. You need to start, if you trust me beyond, if nothing's off limit, then God, have your way with me. That's a scary prayer, but one we should embrace because God's not on the shore. You're going to see God work more in the deep end than you're ever going to see him work on the shore. And if you're living life on the shore, you're just not having any fun. Life's fun when the waves. I don't know when you go to the beach. When I go to the beach, I like to ride in the waves. And yeah, sometimes I get beat up, but boy, I'm having a whole lot more fun than sitting on the beach just baking. I don't understand you people who like that. Just sit there, sweat and sun and no play. I like to play. Keeps going. Wherever you call me, take me deeper. What a prayer. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. Meaning, take me places deeper than I would ever go by myself. Take me beyond where I would just normally go. Take me beyond this edge, because this is as comfortable as I'm with, God. I don't want to go much further than this, God. And this guy's saying, take me beyond where I feel comfortable, and my faith will be made stronger. Why will their faith be made stronger? They have to trust, right? So see how this works? That's how that faith muscle grows. Your faith muscle's never going to grow if you're comfortable. He's going to take you beyond the border, take you beyond where to the deep end, and that's when he's going to stretch you. And I will call upon your name and keep my eyes above the waves, which is interesting that that's not a question. It's a statement. I know my eyes are going to stay above. I know I'm not going to drown because I'm going to keep my eyes on you. When the ocean drops, when life starts to take you under, I'm still going to keep my eyes on Jesus. I'm going to trust he's got me. I love this. My soul will rest in your embrace, for I am yours and you are mine. What dependence. Now, this is the picture I have for that lyric right here. I am yours and you are mine. They are one. Now, as a dad, I can tell you this is one of the best experiences to ever have. Is when your kids are completely dependent on you and you get to hold them. And what a picture of God we have the opportunity to teach them. But that's what this lyric is talking about. I am yours, God. I cannot let go of you in the deep end or I will drown. And you are mine because we are both embracing each other on this journey. That's a great place to be. Isn't it interesting that when Peter sank, he didn't start sinking till when? He took his eyes off Jesus, right? But immediately when he did, Jesus reached out, grabbed him, and they got in the boat, right? So he didn't sink. Jesus had him. And when you feel like you're sinking, you need to know, even when you take your eyes off Jesus, he's going to step up and save you. He's going to help. Now, the consequences may not go away, but he's going to be right there to take care of you. He's going to be right there to help you get back in the boat. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture. I am yours and you're. And today, some of you need to know that God is holding you. Some of you, because life has hit you in the gut, you need to crawl up in God's lap and let him hold you for a while and say, we're going to get through this. I know it stinks. I'm going to hold you. Cry if you want to, just cry. I'm going to hold you. If you want to get mad, cry. Or get mad, I'm going to hold you. If you got questions for me, bring it. I can handle it. God can handle anything you want to dish out to him because he loves you. And remember, getting mad at him, asking him hard questions, he can handle as long as you give him the opportunity to answer back. He'll answer any question you ever throw out at him. And at that point, you get to understand a new intimacy, a new dimension of who God is. Because there's nothing you're going to say to him that's going to make him love you any less. Nothing you're going to say during that time is going to make him love you any more. So just be transparent and to be honest with him. All right, so last point here. God wants to take you where you could never take yourself. He wants to take you further than you could ever take yourself. So here are the lyrics. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without border. Let me walk upon the water. Wherever you call me, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. Again, we're exploring that same lyric. So look at these questions, and then we're going to wrap up with a question, and then we're going to kind of be done. So look back through the lyrics. What language refers to taking you further? Why would the writer want to be in the deep end? Why would Peter want to walk on water? What will it take for you to go to oceans deep? Discuss. Okay, just kind of wrap things up. We definitely see the language saying, "Let's God take me further." I hope that becomes your prayer today. Bravest prayer, most sincere prayer you could give to God today is, God, take me further. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great ride. It's going to be a great ride for you. And so why would the writer want us to go in the deep end? Because that's where God is. God's at work in the deep end. And he's needing people to go to the deep end to do deep end kind of work. Plenty of people on the shallow end. Plenty. And sometimes you're going to have to prepare yourself. You're going to have to learn what it's like to tread water, swim, to rest on him. But God's out there, and he's looking for people who will say, God, call me out there. I'm going to go. So why do you think Peter asked to walk on water? What do you think? Wanted to be with Jesus? Okay, absolutely. He wanted Jesus to call and to prove that. What else? Anybody else? Okay? If I can paraphrase that, he wanted to be like Christ, not in the same category of Christ as if a God or like Messiah, but very much, I want to do what Jesus is doing. And shouldn't we all want that? Shouldn't we all come to Jesus and say, God, if you can walk on water and you came to me and you said, follow me, and you believe I can do what you can do, then tell me to come out there. That's the kind of faith I want. That's the kind of journey that I want. I'm tired of staying in the boat. I'm tired of life just being the same old life it always is. God, take me further than I would take myself. It's a powerful, powerful song based on an incredible story of Scripture. So let me just wrap this up, just to remind ourselves of these three things. Maybe, or maybe not. It's supposed to jump. There we go. And the connection was lost, as always. So hit twice on those arrows. Left arrow, right arrow. Oh, here it comes. I think I got it back. There we go. So three things to remind ourselves. I hope we can see this. I don't know if it's going to be washed out. Yep, it will. So let me remind you the three things we've talked about. Then I'm going to ask you one more question. God loves you just like you are, but too much to leave you that way. Two, God loves you just like you are. I'm sorry. God is preparing you now for what he will ask you to do later. And God wants to take you where you would never take yourself. What an incredible journey in front of us you have. So this is my question. Would you rather be in oceans deep with God than wading in the shallow end without him?